ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إن هذه القلوب تمل كما تمل الأبدان فابتغوا لها طرائف الحكمة.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, "The hearts become tired as the bodies become tired. You should therefore search for beautiful sayings for them to enjoy by way of refreshment."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, in this truly universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali, talks about the heart. Now, when he talks about the heart, he tells us the different aspects of this heart. Now, we're not necessarily talking about specifically this physical material heart, which is in our rib cage and in our chest. Now, there is a possibility that this is what is being spoken about, but in reality, what is being spoken about is this heart and this emotional, center, this center of where the love of Allah presides in one's heart. Now, one of the things that we tend to do as human beings is to have hope in other people. So, for example, sometimes among the busyness of our daily lives, we believe that, you know, such and such manager has the solutions to our problem, or a certain teacher or a certain expert in a medical field, or a certain professor or a certain guide or a certain individual has the solutions to our problems. Now, interestingly, when we feel that an individual, a human being, has the answers to our problems and the solutions to our problems, well, we begin to set our hopes upon that certain individual. Well, before I say what I was going to say, first and foremost, we must set our hopes upon the mighty, the exalted Allah. All of our hopes and all of the solutions to our problems are with the Almighty Allah. That needs to be something that we establish in our heart and in our soul. And of course, other individuals who might have the solutions to our problems are, for example, the Holy Prophet, the divinely appointed Imams from the household of the Holy Prophet, and, you know, it comes down to the religious scholars, the honorable and righteous religious scholars, and of course our parents, and so forth. But our hope should always and ultimately be upon Allah. Here Imam Ali alayhi salam says something really interesting. He says, "Whoever sets their hope on others, the latter's awe and glory will be in your heart." And so, of course, as we have said in other programs as well, and as the spiritual masters of the acquirement of the love of Allah teach us, the heart should be the place where only the awe and glory of Allah should be. And therefore, our ultimate hope and our ultimate gaze, metaphorically speaking, should be upon Allah, for we only want Allah's awe and glory in our heart. And as Imam Ali says, if we set our hopes upon people or certain individuals, then it is that person's awe and glory which will be established in our heart. A beautiful, profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah, to administer His earth and to convince the mankind to accept His plan. Peace be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you.
كل صبح وكل شراب أيام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاب أيام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
The Prophet saying, Ya Ali, now the Quran says, مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ Whatever the Prophet did, you and I must do. When the Prophet says, Ya Ali, then I will also say, Ya Ali. In addition to this, some people may ask the question, fine, the Prophet of Islam mentioned Ya Ali, but did he specifically say, well, you and I must mention it? Of course he did. You'll find the famous narration in which we find it in several books by our brothers Ahl Sunnah, such as what? Such as Kanz al-Ummal by Al-Muttaqil Hindi in volume 11, such as the book by Allama Jalaluddin al-Suyuti, Al-Jami' al-Saghir, such as the book by Ibn Asakir, Tariq Dimashq, non-Shia books. They come forward and say that Rasulullah said, ذِكْرُ عَلِيٍّ عِبَادَةً The mentioning of Ali is worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People ask the question, when the Prophet says, ذِكْرُ عَلِيٍّ عِبَادَةً The mentioning of Ali is what? Is worship. What does this mean? Does this mean, God forbid, it is the worship of the commander of the faithful? Of course not, because Amir al-Mu'mineen is a servant of God. In fact, the Prophet of Islam was described, is described in the Holy Quran as what? As Abdullah. When the Quran comes forward and says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. That's why, of course, this station of servitude was one that was what? Expressed by the holy Ahlul Bayt. But what does it mean when the Prophet of Islam says, ذِكْرُ عَلِيٍّ عِبَادَةً The mentioning of Ali is worship. What does this mean? It means that Ali ibn Abi Talib is the champion of Tawheed. It refers to the idea that through Ali ibn Abi Talib, we can get proximity to Allah. We can understand what Tawheed in reality is. We can appreciate the worship of the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why you ask me? I tell you, Amir al-Mu'mineen was born in the house of God. He was martyred in the house of God. And in between, his life was dedicated to Tawheed. We believe when you and I state Ya Ali, it is what? One of its applications is what? Is tawassul. We are seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.